Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks for joining me on the broadcast. I trust you had a wonderful weekend and were encouraged and challenged by the Word of God in your church, as well as enjoyed wonderful fellowship, grateful worship, and as the case may be, the humility of communion with Christ, remembering His death and the price He paid for our sins and our freedom in Him. Last week, our teaching focus was on some of the habits that ultimately become and are a result of our discipleship walk with Christ or not. We have the choice, even after we're saved, as to whether we will walk in the Spirit or continue in the flesh. Either way, we form habits that direct much of our life. I pray that the habits you have developed and are developing are those in line with His Spirit and Word. They must be in order for us to be Christ's disciples. Now, if you missed last week's or any others, you can go back and find those at loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. I often mention that most every episode that you can find our watch tab for videos, our listen tab for podcasts, and our read tab for articles. But you can also click down on the Vimeo link or icon and the Podbean icon down near the lower part of the homepage, and you'll find all the videos and podcasts that we've done over the years that I've done and shared. And I hope if they are a blessing to you, helping you grow in your walk with the Lord, that you will share that with others and encourage them and challenge them as well. If you have any questions or concerns or comments, please email me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. That's loveandlordship@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and thanks for those of you who have done that over the years. This week, we're going to deal more with the intellectual or reasoning thinking side of our discipleship walk, and we begin with another one of those titles that is seemingly contradictory. I'll get to that in a minute, but first, let me ask you one simple question. Well, maybe more than one. What do you spend most of your mental capital on? Are you filled with worry and anxiety over things you can't control? Do you spend your thoughts and even emotions on things that are self-absorbed or self-centered? Or do you focus and spend time thinking on things related to Christ and His kingdom? What you spend your mental processes on will eventually and ultimately determine much, if not all, about who you are, your overall health and wellness, and especially your relationship with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's clear in Scripture. Yet often what we spend our time thinking about is controlled by our own fleshly desires and wants and needs, and it seems completely reasonable because it's natural. What if we spent our time focused more on Christ and the things of His kingdom, which may seem totally unreasonable apart from faith? And there's the key. We have to come to grips with the reality that often what God is asking us to commit ourselves to thinking about and doing can seem, in our own natural mind and flesh, can seem far-fetched. And that brings me back to the seemingly contradictory phrase in the title of today's message and focus. Listen to this: careful unreasonableness. Let me say that again: careful unreasonableness. Now, if you're following along, we're on in the book, the devotional booklet, or on myutmost.org, we're on May the 18th. So let's be honest. It doesn't make a lot of sense to my flesh for me not to think about what I'm going to eat and drink or what I need to stay healthy, right? Or what I'm going to wear because I've got to look good or at least presentable. What about how I'm going to be able to afford all of these things and so many other absolutely necessary and important items for me to live? Well, God has an answer and a clear direction on how we should think, reason, spend our mental capital that at first seems ridiculous to our flesh and the natural man and woman and the daily concerns that we have. But the more we grow in faith, this reasonableness, His unreasonable way of thinking not only makes sense, but it really works. And not only does it work, but it truly brings about a peace that I've found in no other way. Chambers rightly describes this way of thinking and reasoning taken from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 through 7. He describes it as, the title said, careful unreasonableness. And he uses these phrases from Matthew 6, right, the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, verses 26 and 28. Look at the birds of the air. Consider the lilies of the field. Now, Jesus has just told the multitudes not to worry about what they are to eat or drink or wear, all those necessary items that we have to think about, right? He then uses these two examples of birds and flowers to make his point. In other words, do the birds have to constantly toil and worry about what they're going to eat? Are the flowers perpetually anxious about how they look? Well, that obvious answer is no. And Jesus goes on to say, of course they don't. They instinctively know that God, the Creator, is taking care of them. So begs the question, what about us? Chambers writes this, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They simply are. Think of the sea, the air, the sun, the stars, and the moon. All these are. And what a ministration they exert. In other words, they minister to us simply by what they are as God's creation. And we can learn from this. Chambers goes on, so often we mar God's designed influence through us by our self-conscious effort to be consistent and useful. Jesus says there is only one way to develop spiritually, and that is by concentration on God, on His Word, His Spirit. Think about Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Matthew 6:33, there in the Sermon on the Mount, right after he talks about the birds and the flowers. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and I'll take care of the rest of the things you really need. And then Romans 12:2, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. Continue with the devotional. Do not bother about being of use to others. There's a lesson there in John 15, 1 through 8, the branches and the vine. We're just a branch. We're not the vine. God will take care of the fruit and bring it and use it to reach others. We don't produce it. So why do we worry about it? He says, believe on me. Pay attention to the source, and out of you will flow rivers of living water. That's directly from John 7:38. We cannot get at the springs of our natural life by common sense. And Jesus is teaching that growth in the spiritual life does not depend on our watching it or worrying about it or anxiety about it, but on concentration on our Father in heaven. As is clear to see and hear, His Word calls us to thinking that is focused on Him, not on what He can do for us, not on what we get, just on Him. Our Heavenly Father knows the circumstances we are in, and if we keep concentrated on Him, we will grow spiritually just like the flowers, like the lilies. The people who influence us most are not those who buttonhole us and talk to us, but those who live their lives like the stars in the heaven and the lilies in the field, perfectly, simply, and unaffectedly. Those are the lives that mold us. If you want to be of use to God, get rightly related to Jesus Christ, and He will make you of use unconsciously every minute you live. And I'm adding here, the problem is that we can't be rightly related to Him apart from His grace and salvation, nor as long as we're walking in our flesh. We must die to those things that our flesh says are necessary, turn them over to Him, and trust that He will prune, provide, and guide us as we remain in Him and walk in His Spirit. Read Romans 8, 1 through 8. Everybody knows one, there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. But he goes on to say, what does that look like? What does it mean to be in Christ? It means you are no longer walking in the flesh, but walking in the Spirit. That's when we can go, okay, God, you've said, don't worry, you got it. I won't. It's in your hands. We are made for His purpose, His will, and ultimately for His glory. Don't you think that if He created us to this end, His world, will, purpose, and glory, that He will take care of us and all that we need to make it happen? Look at Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. Saved by grace through faith, a gift from Him, not our works, but we are His workmanship, recreated in Christ to do the good works he's called us to do. Philippians 2, 13 through 16. Even so, Paul says, even more in my absence, continue to be obedient and work out the salvation that God has put in, freely given you. Work it out with fear and trembling for him to will and act according to his good pleasure in you, so that you'll shine like stars in the universe. Chambers wraps up and says, are you claiming to be living for him while worrying about everything that he says he will provide? Have you learned to be content with what he is providing? This is the key to the contentment and peace that your heart is searching for. Find it by letting him take care of all he says he will, and you seeking him, his kingdom, and righteousness above all else. I'll close with a related thought from Oswald Chambers that's in another devotional in our Food for Thought. We are not fundamentally free. External circumstances are not in our hands. They are in God's hands. The one thing in which we are free is in our personal relationship to God. We are not responsible for, and I'm adding this, many of the circumstances. We are responsible for some of them, because there is a reaping and sowing, right? But he says, we're not responsible for the circumstances we are in, but we are responsible for the way we allow those circumstances to affect us. We can either allow them to get on top of us, or we can allow them to transform us into what God wants us to be. Here's a quote to help you remember what he just said. Life and circumstances are like a feather tick or a mattress. Comfortable when you're on top, but smothering when you're underneath. Stay on top by staying focused on Christ. Here's our love and action items. Number one, spend time with God in his word and prayer and listening every day. Begin with the scriptures in this message. There's several of them in here and they're excellent. Really can help you with your walk. Number two, make sure you ask the Holy Spirit to teach you as you are reading and studying his word and praying. Number three, gets back to our message today. What thoughts and things fill your mind each day? How do these thoughts affect you? Number four, what if you were to take Christ at his word and literally focus on him and his kingdom first and above everything else? Begin today. Try it today. Tomorrow, we're going to ratchet up this idea of thinking and reasoning by faith to the level of divine reasoning according to Christ. So join us and invite your family, friends, loved ones, even enemies to join us as well. We'd love for them to hear from them and to hopefully help get this message across to everyone who will hear it. Thank you again for listening. And don't forget, you can go and find out a lot more at our website, loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. You can find our book there, The Authority of Love, second edition. There's an icon right in the middle of the homepage. You'll get all you need from there. Again, you can find videos on the watch tab. You can podcast on the listen tab and articles on the read tab, okay? And then there's the icons at the bottom, particularly Vimeo and Podbean. Those are the ones that have all of our videos and podcasts on them. So thank you for that. And finally, if you are hearing and sensing the Lord is encouraging you to give, click on that give tab near the upper right. Just takes a moment or two, you can give one time or ongoing. All donations completely tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in the love and lordship of Christ. Stay tuned at 12:45 for Greg Horn and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams and you're listening to The Authority of Love.